Okay, so again, as we were saying, over the next 11 months, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish 8 Masechtos, a very auspicious time to start the Daf Yomi. We are holding Yuma Daf Beis. Today, we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about the concept of being mafrish the Kohen Gadol, separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim to prepare him for Yom HaKippurim, and the Mishnah is going to debate the extent to which we make preparations in advance of Yom HaKippurim. We definitely separate the Kohen Gadol. What about preparing an extra wife for him in case something happens? We definitely prepare a backup Kohen Gadol in case some sort of tumah happens. Machlok is about whether we prepare an extra wife. But the entire Gemara in today's daf is going to discuss the parallel between this and between being mafresh Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom HaKippurim and being mafresh the Kohen who is going to be involved in the Efer Parah Aduma. We're going to discuss the sources for each one, how we know in the Torah that there is a mitzvah to be mafresh the Kohen who is going to be involved in the Parah Aduma, and how we know that there is a mitzvah, that there's a requirement to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol is going to be involved in Avodas Yom HaKippurim. On top of Amud Beis, that is going to lead us into a discussion of the limits of a Gezeirah Shavah. How similar do words have to be in order to make a Gezeirah Shavah? And the Gemara is going to have three other suggestions as to what the pasuk that we use as the source for being mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim might have otherwise meant. Meaning maybe it doesn't teach us anything about Yom Kippur. Maybe it's teaching us about something else, and the Gemara obviously is going to reject them one by one till we finally come to the conclusion that it has to be talking about being mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim. This Masechta is called Maseches Yuma, and it's, even though it really should have been called Lechora, Maseches Yom HaKippurim. It teaches us entirely about the halachas of Yom HaKippurim, the avodos that we do on Yom HaKippurim, the Seder Yom HaKippurim, the halachas of Yom HaKippurim, and at the very end of the Masechta, the inuyim of Yom HaKippurim, which we still observe Bizman Hazeh when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. In the Sefer Lili Yeshua, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, in the Vihigisa, he quotes Sefer Lili Yeshua, who says that the reason it's called Yuma and not Maseches Yom HaKippurim is because this day of Yom HaKippurim is the Yom HaYachid She'en HaSatan Sholeit Bo. It's the one day that the Satan has no power over, has no control over, and therefore it's that's the day we want to call the Yom, the ultimate Yom, because there's no Choshech or Vuvya, there's nothing, the Satan has no take on this day, and we call it Dafka B'Loshon Arami for that reason, because just like the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, so too learning Torah about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is a Kapara Neshalma Par Mitzvah Seinu. This is how we get our Kapara Bizman Hazeh. So anyone who learns this Masechta is going to be able to shove away the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMaves, just like we do on Yom HaKippurim. So the Malachim, we know, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us, Malachim don't speak Lashon Aramis. They don't understand Lashon Targum. So we dafka put the name of this Masechta, Lashon Aramis, so that the Satan shouldn't understand that we're learning these halachas, and he shouldn't prevent us in any way from learning these halachas, from learning this Masechta. So without further ado, let's begin the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mi Beiso. For 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house, Beiso Zu Ishto, meaning from his wife, L'Lishchas Parhedrin, to a room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Lishchas Parhedrin. U'maskinin Lo Kohen Acher Tachtav, Shema Yarabo Psul. And we also put it, we have another Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings, just in case some sort of Psul Tumah happens with the Kohen Gadol that we plan on using, and we're going to need someone else to do the Avoda, so we have a backup Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings to be able to take over if need be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo Shema Tomos Ishto. Rabbi Yehuda says not only do we have another Kohen Gadol, we even have a backup wife of the Kohen Gadol. We prepare an extra wife for him lest his wife dies, and that's a problem. If his wife dies, he won't be able to do the Avoda, because Shenamer, the pasuk says V'chiper Ba'ado Uva'ad Beso, that he's going to achieve Kapara for himself and for his bias. Beso Zu Ishto. Who is his bias? Beso refers to his wife. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we go even further and we prepare a backup wife. So Amar Lo, the Chum says to Rabbi Yehuda, I agree that you got to prepare a backup Kohen Gadol, but a backup wife, they say, Im Kain, Ein L'davar Sof. That's already taking it too far. If you're going to go that far, then it's really Ein L'davar Sof. There's no limit to what you could keep on doing. You could prepare a backup to the backup wife. What if she dies? Or if a backup to the back, you could, it would really be Ein L'davar Sof. There would really be no end to the preparations that we can make. Now, it's interesting, the couple of simple language haras First of all, over here it says Shivas Yamim. Whenever we have a number, and then a number of days or a number of items in Mishnayos, so sometimes we lead with the number, and sometimes we lead with the items that we're counting. So Tosus makes that har over here. Yesh Mekomos Shoshona Haminyan Bereisha Kamel Bekan Bavakama Arba Avos Nezikin Uparakam Droshon Dalid Rosh Hashanim. Sometimes we have the number first, like over here, and like at the beginning of Baba Kama, at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, but sometimes the Tani Minyana L'Besof, that the number comes last. At the beginning of Avodah Zarah, we first talk about the item that we're counting, the number of days, and then we mention Gimel Yamim, the number of days. Parakam Kedushin, Yisha Niknis, Big Gimel Drachim. The methods of Kedushin are three. Vishalim Vidarshim Bilchas Achag, Lamid Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. The days of learning about Yom Tov are 30 days in advance of the Yom Tov. So that's it seems like just a simple language issue. The Marsha explains Bederach Agada, the reason it starts with Shivas Yamim is to show that the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim is Begeder Kedushas Yom HaShabbos, which is the Yom HaShvi. Shvi is Kodesh B'Kol Makom. He says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us six Moadim where you're allowed to do certain Malachos, meaning Ochel Nefesh type of Malachos, because in some way those Moadim represent the weekdays of Yomim Tovim. And Yom HaKippurim is the Moed HaShvi'i, it is the seventh Yom Tov, so it is the Shabbos Shabbason, it is the ultimate Shabbos, it is the Shabbos amongst the Yomim Tovim. So that's why we first emphasize Shivas Yomim, that Yom HaKippurim has a definite connection to Shivas Yomim, to the 7 days. The Minei Yisaschari says that Yom HaKippurim is L'malam min HaZman min HaChashbon, so that's why we first get the Zman out of the way. First we say the 7 days to show Yom HaKippurim isn't totally in Zman and HaChashbon, as opposed so other things are totally cheshbon is man. So sometimes we'll have the item before the number. That's al derech hasidus. Also, the lashon shivas and not shivah. Shivah would mean seven. What's shivas yamim? So the svasemes. The Sfasemes raises the issue, why is it Shivas and not Shiva? So he's Mechadish, that the Mishnah comes to teach us that all 7 days are really a single mitzvah. That let's say the Kohen Gadol, you realize, it's 3 days before Yom Kippur, and we forgot to be Mafresh Kohen Gadol, the Lishkas Parhedrin, if you could imagine such a thing. So does it pay? Is there any point in doing it now? So one would think, of course there's a point in doing it now. As much preparation as we can get, we should try to do. Says Sfasemes, now if it were Shiv'a Yamim, then it would be each day is valuable in its own right. Shiv'as Yamim teaches us that it's a unit of days, and that only when you're going to get the entire unit of days are you being mekayim this mitzvah. Short of that, one is not being mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Zilberstein brings a raya to that from in Shmos Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says Shloshes Yamim. Rashi over there writes Shilush Shal Yamim. That Shloshes Yamim means a shilush of days, a unit of 3 days. That it's always a kvutza of days. Whenever it says Shivas Yamim, Shloshes Yamim, and the Sif Secham explains that Rashi's diuk is the fact that it says Shloshes Yamim and not Shlosha Yamim. Shlosha would be three. Shloshes would be a unit of three. The Mishnah mentioned that we're af maskinin isha acheres. We even prepare another wife for him. The Matan Ephraim and the Stechem and another poskim quote a minhag not to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So the poskim raised the question. Contemporary poskim raised the question: what if you found the perfect bal tefila for your shul, the perfect shliach tzibur? Problem is, he's single, so can he get married? But he found a girl. He was going to get married after the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he follows the minhag that you're not supposed to get married. But what's more important? More important to follow this minhag of him not getting married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or more important to have someone who's married be your shliach tzibur? So Zilberstein discusses in Chashuk Echem, and he says l'chora the svar is no senes, that even according to the Mata Ephraim, the Kohen Gadol should be able to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because it's obviously the Kohen Gadol, but even the Shliach Tzibur should be able to get married in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because the Rama writes in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph that we should be medakdek to have a Shliach Tzibur who's Yoser Hagun, who's the most appropriate Shliach Tzibur, and one of the qualifications that he mentions, in addition to being Yerei Chet and having good reputation and all the rest, is Sheyehei Nasui, that he should be married. The Shliach Tzibur for Yom Lerayim should be married. Mishbur says, why? Because he should be Dumya, the Kohen Gadol. That the Kohen Gadol, we are Mechinim Lo isha acheres, that he should have a wife to protect him from chait. And the koach hatzibur is so great that it's like an asay de rabim. So even if you're going to say that it's a violation of his minag to get married during asar simei tshuva, we know that for an asay de rabim, we even violate a mitzvah asay in the Torah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Zayin that Reb Lazar was meshachrer avdo in order to fulfill a mitzvah asay de rabim, in order to fulfill having a minyan, having a tzibur. So for sure, for shliach tzibur to violate a minag, we could certainly violate a minag in order to fulfill the asay de rabim. And in addition to that, Rav Zilberstein points out there's a tshuva from Rav Israel Hildesheimer in Or Chaim Kufnun Zayin, where he says that in Ashkenaz in Germany they would always get married. They did not have this minag. They would definitely get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And he says there's a maila to be married that when one is married on Yom HaKippurim, they get greater schar for the inui of Tashmish Amita. There are chamish inuyim on Yom HaKippurim. One of them is Nisr Tashmish Amita. Well, what kind of inui is it for someone who's not married anyway? So he's not going to get schar for Tashmish Amita. Do we get schar nowadays for not being makrav a balmum al gabe a mizbeach? We don't have a mizbeach. We don't have any karbonos. We're not getting schar for not violating that iser. We have this concept. The Rambam talks about this concept in the Perush HaMishnayos, that one gets schar for a los haseh when the opportunity for the los haseh comes up and he refrains from doing the Avera. But if the opportunity never comes up, so then one does not get schar for a los asei. That's not something that we get schar for. We get schar when faced with an opportunity and then turning down that opportunity. Now, why is it that we are mafresh kohen gadol? So Rashi writes on the first Rashi, Shivas Yom Kodim Yakipurim Mafresh and Kohen Gadol, says Rashi, Shekol Avodos Yom Akipurim Eina Kshera Ela Bo. Because all of the Avodos Yom HaKippurim are only kosher to be done by the Kohen Gadol, so that's why we need to make sure he is perfectly tahar. That's why we need to be mafreshim. We need to set him aside. In the Achronim quote in this in the Biuri Adaf over here, he quotes from the Sefer Zichron Ginzei Maladim in the name of Rabbi Yile Malin that explained as follows: says, what's this din of being mafresh the Kohen Gadol for the Shivas Yemei Amiluim? Is this a mitzvah on the Kohen that's Ovid on Yom HaKippurim to be mufresh mi beso, or is it a din in the hafrasha of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, meaning that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim can only be done by someone that is mufresh, meaning is it a din in the gavra, or a din in the avoda, that the Kohen Gadol who's going to be doing the avoda, he has a personal din that if he's going to be the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, he has to be separated from his wife for 7 days, or is it a din in the avoda, that anyone who's going to do Avodas Yom HaKippurim has to be hufresh for 7 days? See, if it's a mitzvah on the Kohen that's Oved, so then it's only shaykh for the Kohen Gadol, because he's the one that's Oved in Yom HaKippurim. But if there are avodos that could be done by other people, if it's a din in the Kohen who's doing the avodos Yom HaKippurim, yeah, let's say there's a machlokas rishonim. Is the carbon tamid kosher if it's brought by someone other than the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim? Carbon tamid has nothing to do with Yom HaKippurim. Carbon tamid is brought every single day of the year, twice a day. So can you have someone other than Kohen Gadol bring the carbon tamid? So let's say you hold like those Rishonim that you can, that it's okay to have someone else. Would he also need to be refreshed for 7 days in advance? So Pashtus is not if it's a din in the Kohen, but if it's in the din in the Prisha for the Avoda, so any Kohen who's going to do Avoda on Yom HaKippurim has to be mufresh. So he says that's why Rashi points out that Kol Avodos Yom are only Kasher B'Kohen Gadol, and that's why he's the only guy we're separating. That's why he's the only guy we're putting in this Lishkas Parhedrin for 7 days. I mean, Rashi's very meduyuk over here. Rashi's taking a stance on this issue. He's saying, "Kol avodas Yom HaKippurim ein kasher elbo. All the avodas of that day are only kasher bo, and that's why he's the only guy that we're being mafresh. No, we're not being mafresh anybody else to do the avoda." And as I mentioned, that's the there is a machlokas rishonim about that issue, whether other people can do other parts of the avoda. Rov rishonim say Yom HaKippurim, the other avodas Yom HaKippurim, like the tamid, are kasher only in a kohen gadol also. But the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva thinks that the other karbanos are kasher even with the non kohen gadol. The problem is going to be how you end up having all the tvilos and the changing of clothing, because part of one one of them is to prepare himself to do the Karmat Tamid. So it would be chisaron in that requirement of the number of tefilos and the number of changes of clothing. One last point on the mission: the Ramban makes the ha'ara that it's not that how does a person become a Kohen Gadol? A person becomes a Kohen Gadol either when we had the Shemana Mishcha by using the Shemana Mishcha or by Ribo Begadim by wearing the big day Kuna Gadol. So the Ramban points out that it's not only Bizman Azeh that the Kohen Gadol would be, it's not only once we didn't have Shemana Mishcha that Riboy Begadim would be a way to make a Kohen Gadol. Even when we did have Shemana Mishcha, sometimes we would need to use Riboy Begadim rather than use the Shemana Mishcha to anoint a Kohen Gadol. Why? Why wouldn't we just use the Shemana Mishcha? So where would we ever have a case where we have the Shemana Mishcha and we're not going to use it? So Ramban says, our Mishnah, they have a Kohen Acher Tachtav, they prepare an extra Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and he says there's no way they used the Shemana Mishcha on this other Kohen, and still we allowed him to do the Avodah in Yom HaKippurim if a psul happened to the Kohen Gadol. This is what Ramban writes on Chumash and Vayikra Perek Tazayin. The difficulty all the Achronim raise is, where does Ramban get the idea that we can't use the Shemana Mishcha on this guy? The Ramban seems to just work with the assumption we're obviously not going to use the Shemana Mishcha on the backup Kohen Gadol. Well, why not? If the psul happens to the Kohen Gadol, why not use the Shemana Mishcha on the backup Kohen Gadol? So the Ramah Mipanu is Mechadesh because it's Yantif when the backup Kohen Gadol has to step up, and you're not allowed to use the Shemana Mishcha on Yantif. So that's why they would do have to only do the Ribur Begadim. So the Acharon ask, why not? Why can't you use the Shemana Mishcha on Yantif? Where does it say you're not allowed to use the Shemana Mishcha on Yantif? So the Yeshus Yaakov suggests it's not a din in Yantif, it's a din in Yom HaKippurim. One of the Inum of Yom HaKippurim is an Isra Sicha, so you can't be Sach b'Shemana Mishcha. So that's why they couldn't use the Shemana Mishcha for the Isra of Sicha. There are other suggestions that are given as to why it is that you can't use the Shemana Mishcha on Yom HaKippurim. That maybe it's whatever they have different suggestions. Achronim have difficulty with it though, and the Aruch Liner suggests a different possibility. The Aruch Liner suggests that the reason for the Ramban is because the Medrash says that you cannot do Mashiach on two Kohanim in the same door. That you're not allowed to have two Kohanim Meshuchim from the Shemana Mishcha in the same door. So if the regular Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Meshuach, so then you don't want to have another Kohen Meshuach that works at the same time as him in the same generation as him. It's unclear if that really means that though. If it means the same door or it means at the same time. This guy is puzzled, so what else are you going to do? Of course you're going to have someone else in his place. Okay, let's see further now. Let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Tanan Asim. It says in the Mishnah, Shuvis Yom Kodim. So now we're going to quote a different Mishnah from a different place in Shas, also about being mafrish for 7 days in advance. So Tanan Asim. Shuvis Yom Kodim Srifas Hapara. Hoy mafrishin koin as Srifas Hapara mi beso. Lilishka shalpne avir at Safana Mizracha. For 7 days before they would burn the Parah Aduma, they would separate the Kohen who was going to be involved in the Avoda of the Parah Aduma to a lishka that was on the northeastern side of the Bira. We'll discuss later in the daf what exactly Bira means, but the northeastern side of the Bira. So v'lishkas beis ha'even oisin nikreis, and this area was called the lishkas beis ha'even. V'lama nikra shma lishkas beis ha'even. How did it earn this name, lishkas beis ha'even? Shekol ma'aseh b'klei galalim b'klei avanim b'klei adama, because all the kelim that they would use there were kelim that were not mekabel tuma. Kelim made out of earthenware and made out of dirt, made out of animal excrement. All these kelim were the types of kelim that were not mekabel tuma. Kiven de tvul yom kasher. So why did they do that at my time? Why did they have this lishka where they were mafresh the guy who would be involved in the para that was so removed from tuma? So kiven de tvul yom kasher bepara, because the halacha is that a tvul yom is allowed to be involved in the paraduma. Tvul yom, someone who's tamei, went to the mikvah, but his tara process is not complete until the sun sets that evening. So he still has a remnant of his tuma, and even with a remnant of tuma still remaining on him, he's allowed to be involved in the paraduma service. So that's the halacha midaraisa, that a tvul yom is kosher bepara. Ditnan mitamin hayu akoyin asarif es hapara umadbilin osol. Not only is it kosher, we would dafka go out of our way to make sure that the guy who's involved in the para would be someone who had become tamei and had gone to the mikvah and was still a tvul yom. That was part of the process. Why would we do that? That seems extremely odd. We're trying to, if you read the Mishnayos in para, the extent to which we see to it that people who are involved in the para aduma are tahor and that there's no risk of any tumah, we actually take pregnant women and have them give birth on a cliff where there's no possible tumas mace that could be under the ground, because even if there was, it would stop at the bottom of the cliff, and we have them give birth, and we raise children on that cliff so that those children could be the ones who go and draw the water that we can use for the Eper Paraduma, just to make sure that everything is tar, that someone who never came into contact with tumah in his entire life. That's the extent to which we go to avoid tumah by Paraduma. And yet when it comes to the Kohen who's going to be involved in Paraduma, we're going to be metame him on purpose, and then let have him go to the mikvah and say, he's a tvul yom, he's not so tame, he's only a little tame. Why do we do that? So we do that, lahotzi miliban shel tzedukin, shayom ribi marave Hashem ha-shayisanaseis, because the tzedukim used to say that it's only kosher that the Avodas HaParah could only be done with people who already had Harav Shemesh, who already had nightfall after going to the mikvah. So we want to show that the Tzedukim are wrong, and our way of demonstrating that, there's no din in the Torah that you need to be makbid on having a Tvul Yom do the Parah Aduma, but because the Tzedukim said that he can't, we decide to be makbid to make a demonstration of the fact that he can. So once we have that giant kula that we're having tumah involved in the para aduma by having a tvul yom involved, so takinu l'rabban and klei galalim, klei avanim, klei adama, to the kablu tumah ki yechdo l'zalzuba. We take extra precautions when it comes to tumah otherwise by the para aduma, in order that people shouldn't be mezalzal in the para aduma. People shouldn't think that it's a joke and that we're not so careful about tumah when it comes to the para aduma. So that's an extra precaution that we take in order to show that we do care about the tumah. Now we said that we're makfrish the kohen who's going to be involved in the para. So there is a machlokas later on whether by maisa para ledoros who's the chiyavan? Is it on the kohen gadol or on the kohen hedyot? The Rambam is medayik from this mission that the halacha is that even a kohen hedyot is kasher the maisa para, because what does it say? Ha kohen asorif. It doesn't say kohen gadol. How did our mishnah say shivas yom kodim yom kippurim afrishin Kohen Gadol? When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah Dafka emphasizes that we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol to prepare himself for the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But by the Mishnah in Parah, when it talks about preparing the Kohen who's going to be served the Parah, it doesn't say Kohen Gadol, it just says HaKohen Asarif. Tosafos Yishonim over here is dochik this diuk. He doesn't think this diuk is correct, because it could be that the Tana was meant to say the Kohen HaYadua, the well-known Kohen that's Sarif the Parah. And our Mishnah, if it would say that Mafrishim the Kohen who's Ovid on Yom Kippurim, it would not have to mention the Kohen Gadol, because it's the Kohen Yadua that he's Ovid on Yom Kippurim. Also could have said it the Kohen, but our Mishnah just happens to be more explicit. But it doesn't necessarily mean that when you say HaKohen, that it necessarily means that it's not the Kohen Gadol. He says also, if you hold that the Asiyus Paraduma is kosher by a Kohen Hedyot, the Tana is referring to the Kohen Yadua that served the Parah, which is the Kohen Gadol, because the Maisa Kola Parah that were done from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu were done dafka by Kohen Gadolim, because zeu kvodam, meaning whether they can or cannot, they certainly didn't. Meaning Kohen Hedyot certainly did not do the paraduma. It was so rare; we had so few of them in our history. So it was a zuchus that the Kohen Gadol would always want to take for himself. Okay, Maishna Tzofonu Mizracha. Why dafka the northeastern side when we're being mafresh this Kohen who served the Parah? Why would we dafka put him in the northeast? So kiven the chatas he the chatas tu natzvona. Since the Parah is called, what do we call the ashes of the Parah Adum mixed with? What do we call it? The mei chatas? So in a certain sense, the Parah Adum is a chatas, and chatas is done in the north. Uksiva el nochach pnei el moed tokinu l'rabban lishchot tzofona. That's why we go for the northern side. Mizracha kiyech l'avla akera. And the eastern side, so that everyone should realize that the reason this Kohen has been separated was for the sake of the Parah Aduma. So with that talks that the east is symbolic of that, everyone will realize that's what he's doing there. So the Tosfos raises the question, well, okay, so we have this special lishcha that we put the guy who's preparing himself for the Efer Paraduma in the northeastern side. Why don't we do the same thing with the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim? Why do we have a separate room called Lishchas Parhedrin for the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim? Frek Tosfos in Tom, my lo yamafrish nami Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim lishchazu shal panei abira. Why don't we use that same room for the Kohen Gadol? So he says two answers. First of all, v'yesh lomar de lishchas para hayu karim la lishchas beis even ki hech de nahavla akera shekol maaseh b'klei avanim v'yavu mafrish nami lahi lishcha Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim. The whole point of having a special room for the Kohen who's preparing to do the para is that it should be special and that it should be clearly recognizable and that everyone should know that this guy is doing the para. But if you were to have the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim use the same room, then that room doesn't quite carry the same significance and the same meaning with it. One, you know, because it's the room of the Kohen Gadol, so that's not necessarily the room of the para aduma. Inami, a second answer to us suggests Yeshlam Rishum the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Prishasol the Kedusha Shekol Avodasol Lefnim VeLefnai VeLefnim Hayim Afrishmos Alishkas Parajon Shabnuy VeKodesh. The location of these rooms are critical. The room that the Kohen Gadol was separated to was by the Kodesh. The room that they would do for the preparation of the para was not in the Kodesh, and it was more important for the Kohen Gadol. It's not. So the first answer to us was it's the reason why we don't put the Kohen Gadol in the same room as the guy who's doing the para is a din in the para, that we want to emphasize the para, we want to emphasize what the para is about and how special that room is. The second answer tells us, no, it's not a din in the para, it's a din in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's a din in the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, that we want to have the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur in a room that's in the Kodesh, because he's going to be doing Avoda in the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim all day long. Okay, back in the Gemara, my Bira. We said that we put this guy by a room that's by the Bira, in the northeastern side of the Bira. What does Bira mean? Some Rabbi Barchanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Makamai Barabayas, who Bira Shemo, there's a certain spot of Harabayas that was called Bira. Reshakasham, Kala Mikdash Kulo Kara Bira. The whole Mikdash complex is called Bira. Shnemara Bira Sharachinosi. So Minani Mili, how do I know that this is true? That what's true? That you need Prisha both by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Kohen / Kohen Gadol for the Parah Aduma. Now that we have we drew this parallel, so far all we did is our Mishnah said we separate the Kohen Gadol and before Yom Kippur 7 days. Then the Gemara quoted a Mishnah in Para that we separate the Kohen is going to be involved in the Para for 7 days. Now the Gemara says, how do I know that both of those things are true? That we're mafresh a Kohen for both of these things. Minani Mili. So says Gemara, they're both derived from the same pasuk. Amra min Yomi bar Chilkia, Amra Mechasi bar Idi, Amra Yochanan, Amra Kra. The pasuk says when it talks about the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Kasher Asa Bayom Azeh, just like you did on this day by the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Tziva Hashem la'asos l'chaper aleichem. So too Hashem has commanded you la'asos and l'chaper aleichem. So la'asos elu masei para. La'asos is a reference to the para aduma. L'chaper elu masei yom hakippurim. L'chaper is a reference to yom hakippurim. So just like there are 7 days of Shivas Yimei Miluim of preparation, so too there are 7 days of preparation for both la'asos, which is para aduma, and for l'chaper yom hakippurim. So then the rest of the daf is just going to question that drasha, that how do we know that those words are referring to those items, referring to those days? Bish lama kulei krabit para lami tukam. I understand very well, you cannot say that the entire pasuk is talking about para aduma, because l'chaper ksiv u'para la bas kaparihi, because it's talking about something that's a kapara, and we know that para aduma is not kapara, so it obviously is not talking about para aduma, because para aduma, the word l'chaper does not make sense to be talking about Parah Aduma. So the Achronim raised the question, really? Parah Aduma has nothing to do with Kapara? It's a Rashi and Chumash that the Pnei Shur is the question, that the Gemara Moed Katan, and so quoted by Rashi and Chumash, the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, that the Parah is Mechaper. That's why we have Parshas Miriam to tell us, just like that the Karbonos are Mechaper, so to Mitzvah Tzadikim is Mechaper, and the Parah is mechaper for the egel. That's the whole point of the parah. The parah is mechaper that the tavo ima, Rashi says in Chumash, utekaneach al bana, let the mother come and clean up after its child. That the egel made a mess of Klal Yisrael. The egel was a terrible avera. So parah aduma is going to come and be mechaper for the egel. So what you have to say is that that yes, it is a kapara in some sense for the egel, but that's not the real avoda. I mean, the idea that we have a mitzvah of parah aduma, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that mitzvah as a general kapara for the chere egel, but the avoda is not mechaper for particular averos that we do on an ongoing basis. Meaning, when you have a chatas in Asham that's mechaper for particular avera that you just did. So it's an ongoing kind of kapara. So anyway, so says Gemara Ela'ema Kulek Rabbi Yom Kippurim Ksiv, but still, maybe the whole pasuk that by the Miluim is talking about Yom Kippur. How do you know that Lasos refers to Parah Aduma? Maybe that's also talking about Yom Kippurim. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippurim. Says Tosos, but then why would I need the word Lasos? Meaning the Chaper already teaches me about Yom Kippurim. Tosos asks on the bottom. Tamili, Maika Parach, the Kulek Rabbi Yom Kippurim Ksiv, came Lasos Lamali. What would the word Lasos coming to be do? What would it be teaching me? So says Tosos, Yeshlomer, the Salka Daitok, the Makshu, the Travai, with Shrikli Yom Kippurim. The Havamin over here is that I need both the word Lasos and Lechaper to teach me about Yom Kippur. The locus of Lechaper have a mina kapara de karbanos. Because from the word Lechaper, I don't know that it's about Yom Kippur. Maybe it's about a karban chatas. Maybe it's about a karban asha. Maybe it's about any other karban that comes to be mechaper for something. The locus of Lasos, and had it only said Lasos, have a mina zapara, well then I certainly could have thought that it's about the para and not about Yom Kippurim. That's why I need both to tell me that it's about Yom Kippur. So that's the have a mina. The Gemara is saying, maybe the entire pasuk is about Yom Kippur, and there's no reference to being Mafresh Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of the Avodah of the Parah Aduma. So says Gemara, no, we know it's got to be about the Parah Aduma, because Amri, Yalef Tziva Tziva, we have a Gzer Shava, it says the Lashon of Tziva in the, by the Pasuk of Shiv Simei Amiluim, Tziva Hashem Lasos, and the word Tziva in connection to Parah Aduma. Ksiv Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasos, Uksiv Hasman, it says by Parah Aduma, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher, Tziva Hashem Lemor. So you see, the word Tziva appears in both places to teach us Mala Halan Para Afkad Para. Just like in Parshas Chukas, it's a reference to Parah Aduma. So to here, it's a reference to Parah Aduma. Umakad Prisha Aflalan Prisha. And just like over here, we separate the Kohen Gadol in advance. So too by Parah Aduma, there's a separation of 7 days in advance. So says Gemara Veimat Tziva Tziva Duyom Kippurim Tichseve Yaskasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. But still, how do you know that the word Siva is meant to be darshan as a Gzeira Shava to link the Parsha of the Miluim to the Parsha of Parah Aduma? Maybe it's meant to link it to the Parsha, meant to link the Miluim to the Parsha of Yom Kippur, and not Parah Aduma at all. Because by Yom Kippur also, we have a Lashon of Tziva. Vayaskasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. So if you want to just compare Tziva to Tziva, it says it there, it says it by Yom Kippur also, and still, so we invite it back to the Kasha, that the whole Pasuk might be talking about Yom Kippur, and not be about Parah Aduma at all. So done in Tziva de Lefnei Asiya, mi Tziva de Lefnei Asiya. Vein done in Tziva de La'ach, if we have to connect the tziva that it says by the miluim to one other tziva, it's more likely that we would want to connect it to Parah Aduma and not to Yom Kippurim, because both by Parah Aduma and by the miluim, it's lefnei asiya. The tziva is before it is done. Whereas by Yom Kippur, it's vayas kasher tziva Hashem. As much as it was already done, he had done kasher tziva. The tziva is a reference to after the asiya, so that's why we would prefer to link it to Parah Aduma, and that's why we do. So says the Gemara, but still, how do you know that the tziva refers to Parah Aduma? Veima tziva de karbanos. The word tziva appears by karbanos as well. Tziv b'yom tzavoso es b'nei Yisrael. So maybe that's what it's teaching me, that by other karbanos, not by Parah Aduma, by stam karbanos, you need to be mafresh a kohen 7 days in advance before he does the avoda of the karban. So says the Gemara, no, danan tziva mitziva vein danan tzavoso mitziva. Because it's a more exact parallel. The word tziva appears by the miluim. The word tziva appears without any change. Same word appears by Parah Aduma. That same word does not appear by karbanos. The word that appears by karbanos is tzavoso. That's a different word. Says the Gemara, come on, we know the rules of gzeira shava. You're allowed to have a different word in a gzeira shava. In the context of discussing a kohen who comes to check nigei batim, comes to check for tzaras and houses, houses. So we make gzeirah shava from the word vishav to the word uva. Now those words aren't at all the same, but they pretty much mean the same thing. And since they pretty much mean the same thing, that's close enough to make gzeirah shava. So you're going to tell me tziva and savoso are not close enough to make gzeirah shava? Vishav and uva are close enough to make gzeirah shava. Zui shiva, zui bia we darshin. Says Gemara, no. Hani mili hecha deleka dedamile. Avlecha dika dedamile mi dedamile yalfinon. Look, when we have no other option, because we know that we have a tradition that there's a gzeirah shava that's learnt over here, but there is no exact word, but there's a word that's similar that means the same thing, so then we'll have to go to the similar word. But when you have an exact word, you have a word that means exactly what it's supposed to mean, so then we're going to stick with the word that's exact, and we're not going to settle for a word that's not quite the same word that we have. I mean, the implication of this Gemara is what it says elsewhere in Shas, that in the Ein Adam Dan Gzeirah Shava Me'atzmo, that when we have a Gzeirah Shava that has to be made, we know that we have to make a Gzeirah Shava. Now, there were some, the Balei Tosfos already discussed, it can't be that we have every last detail of exactly how the Gzeirah Shava was made as a tradition also, that there must have been some figuring out, because they were figuring out, which this whole Gemara is figuring out, where to make this Gzeirah Shava. I know there's some Gzeirah Shava to be made on the word Tziva, but the question is, where exactly do we make the Gzeirah Shava? Which two partials exactly do we link with the Gzeirah Shava? Okay, so that was all the discussion of the word of the word La'asos, which we said is a reference to the Parah Aduma. We took two words from the Pasuk. La'asos, we said, is Parah Aduma. L'chaper is about Yom HaKippurim. And that's how we know that Parah Aduma, you have 7 days in advance where the Kohen is separated, and L'chaper teaches me about Yom Kippur. So now we discuss how we know that second drush is true, that L'chaper is about Yom HaKippurim. So L'chaper, Eilu Masa Yom HaKippurim. L'chaper teaches us that the Masa Yom HaKippurim, that the halacha of our Mishnah, that 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur, we're also Mafrish L'Kohen Gadol. So says Gemara, three possible suggestions of what else L'chaper might mean other than Yom Kippur. Ve'ima Kapara de Karbanos. Maybe it's talking about Kapara of Karbanos in general. That before any Kohen does any Karban, you have to separate him 7 days in advance. So says Gemara, Mi'adin and Hei Kohen Misrami Dibayi Le'Prisha. Well, would you know which Kohen you're going to have that you're going to involved in any given Karban, that you're going to know which Kohen to be Mafrish in advance? So Amri Allah Maloni Bailei Prisha L'Kolei Mishmeres Pesav. Well, still, so you could solve that problem. Take the entire Mishmeres Pesav, take any eligible Kohen to do the Avodah that day, and be Mafrish him 7 days in advance. So that shouldn't be Ma'akev, just because we don't know exactly which Kohen it is. It still might be referring to a Kohen who's involved in any Karban. So says Mar, no, Don and Dover Shekavol Ozman, Mi Dover Shekavol Ozman, Nafuki Karbanos to Kol Yom Isnehu. Most Karbanos could be brought at any time, whereas the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is done specifically on Yom HaKippurim. It's Kavua Lozman. So therefore, if we're going to learn anything from the Miluim, just like the Miluim had a Zman Kavua, so we're going to learn that L'chaper must be referring to a type of Kapara that also has a Zman Kavua, namely Yom HaKippurim, and not some type of Kapara that doesn't have a Zman Kavua like other Karbanos. So it says, well, okay, I can come up with another Kapara that has a Zman Kavua, Ve'ima Regalim. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to, that in advance of the Karbanos of the Yomim Tovim, you need to be Mafrish the Kohanim. So it says, well, no, done in davar shenoyk pamachas b'shana, midavar anoyk pamachas b'shana, lafukir regalim d'lav pamachas b'shana ninu. We learn things that happen once a year from other things that happen once a year, as opposed to regalim, which is not just once a year. So says Gemara, okay, you want to have something that's once a year? A third possibility, ve'ima regel echad. Maybe it's referring to a specific yom tov. We don't know which one, but a specific yom tov, one of the yomim tovim. V'chitei me lo yadin and hemi nayu, ichag amatzos, hol pasuk ba'akal. Of Tchila, and if you're going to say, well, wait a second, I don't know which Yom Tov to single out as the one that is worthwhile separating the Kohanim who are going to be Oved on that Yom Tov 7 days in advance, well, you could suggest Chag HaMatzos, because that's the first one discussed in the Parshios HaMoadim, or Ichag HaSukos, Hol Merubah Mitzvaso, or you could suggest Chag HaSukos, because there's so many mitzvahs on Chag HaSukos. You have all sorts of, you have Sukkah, and Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim, all sorts of different mitzvahs on Chag HaSukos. So maybe that's the one that requires the Kohen to be separated 7 days in advance. This is on the list, one of Rav Yosef Engel's examples, and we've discussed often in the past, in Lech HaKtov Klal Tesvav, he has a discussion of Kamus Ve'Echus and Mitzvos. When do we assume that quantity outweighs quality, and when do we assume that quality outweighs quantity in Mitzvos? He says, is it even a contest? Pesach versus Sukkot? Pesach, yeah, there aren't that many Mitzvos, but it's Kares. It's a Mitzvos, HaSei Sheish B'Kares, not to bring a Karban Pesach. Sukkot is none of them, are kares though. So what's the contest? So says Rav Yosef Engel, no, but what's the Gemara telling us? Meruba mitzvaso. The fact that there are so many mitzvos might have been enough to outweigh that one very great mitzvah that you have by Pesach. So this is one of his, I don't know, 18, 20 examples that he has of discussions in Shas and Poskim, where you have quantity versus quality mitzvahs. He said that's maybe exactly what the Gemara is saying over here. We're not sure which one to go with, which one should be the one that's highlighted as particularly unique. So anyway, so says Gemara, El Adon and Prisha Shiva Li Yom Echad, Mi Prisha Shiva Li Yom Echad, Vein Don and Prisha Shiva Li Shiva, Mi Prisha Shiva Li Yom Echad. It can't be Pesach and it can't be Sukkot, because we're learning out from the Miluim, which is 7 days of preparation for one big day. So we learn out to another, we have to find a parallel where we're going to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days for one big day, in order to prepare for one big day. So it's 7 days in advance of Yom Kippurim for the one very big day of Yom Kippur. Whereas if it were about Sukkot or about Pesach, so then we would be mafreshim 7 days in advance of Sukkot or Pesach, not for one big day, but for 7 days, because each of those Yom Tovim are 7 days. So it can't be that's what the Pasuk is referring to. It's much more likely that it's referring to Yom Kippur. So says Gemara, okay, but if you want to have 7 day preparation for one day, there's still a Yontif that it might be referring to that's not Yom Kippur. Ve'mashmini, deprisha shiva liyom echadhu. What about Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is its own Yontif, so maybe we separate the Kohen, we're going to do the Avoda on Shmini Atzeres 7 days in advance of Shmini Atzeres. It's a 7 day preparation period for one day, for Shmini Atzeres. Says more, no. Don and davar shein kedusha lefanav, mi davar shein kedusha lefanav. We would derive that which is not preceded by days of kedusha from that which is not preceded by days of kedusha. Vein don davar sheish kedusha lefanav, mi davar shein kedusha lefanav. And therefore, we're not going to look to Shmini Atzeres, which has kedusha lefanav. Shmini Atzeres comes on the heels of Sukkot, so it has kedusha lefanav. We'd rather find another time of year to parallel the miluim that the 7 days that we're going to be in preparation are not inherently holy days, they're preparation for a holy day. So it says Mar Vilav Kavachomer who, but wait a second, shouldn't we that just make it a Kavachomer? Hash Davar Shain Kadusha Lefana Vaya Prisha, Davar Shesh Kadusha Lefana Vokalshkain. The way Kadusha works is not, it doesn't work in contrast. It works as the power of Kadusha is not appreciated by contrast, it's appreciated by building up. Meaning when there's Ain Kadusha Lefanav, and then all of a sudden you have a day of Kadusha, that's less holy than a day that you have a build-up of Kedusha, that for 7 days you're building up in Kedusha, and then you have the eighth day where you had Kedusha Lefanav. So if you have a day that didn't have Kedusha Lefanav, and you need to separate the Kohen Gadol for that day, so days that like Shmini Atzeres that has Kedusha Lefanav, you think is all the more holy, and therefore for sure you would need to be Mafresh Kohen Gadol in advance of such a day. So Amram Mishashia, Lo, Hazek Siv, Kazeh. Pasuk says Hazeh, Kasharasa Beyom Hazeh, it says by the Miluim. So it has to be very similar to the Miluim. Namely, that just like we said, that just like the Miluim, there's no Kedusha Lefanav, we must be referring to a day that does not have Kedusha Lefanav. Ah, you have a Kalvachomer? Yeah, but we have a Pasuk, the Pasuk is telling me, Sigzeres HaKasuv, not to learn that Kalvachomer, that the din is limited to something that parallels the Miluim perfectly. Ravashi Amar Mika Midi Dika Rega Lo Bayi Prisha, Tafel De Bayi Prisha, and Ravash says there's a different reason why it can't be that Shmini Atzeres requires Prisha, because the very Iker Yom Tov of Sukkot, you don't need to do Prisha in advance. So Shmini Atzeres, which is like an afterthought, it's very fascinating that's the Lashon that he uses, Tafel D-Day, that Shmini Atzeres is a Tafel to Sukkot, so an afterthought of Sukkot, a secondary thing of Sukkot, is going to require Prisha. And even if you say Shmini Atzeres is Regel B'Fnei Atzmo, so it's nobody's second fiddle, it's not Tafel to anything, it says no, even if you hold it's a regular finance, it's its own yantif, it really is a second fiddle, it really is tough to sukkis. Because when we say that it's regular bifnatsmo, hani mili li inyan pizar kashav, that's in reference to the six halachos that are known as pizar kashav, which we'll discuss tomorrow. Avalin in tashlumin, tashlumin derishon hu. But when it comes to tashlumin, the halacha is that shmini is tashlumin derishon, that it's a time where we can make up for missed opportunities on the first day. We'll discuss exactly what all that means, but you see that Shmini Atzeres is connected to Sukkot in some way, and it's tafel to Sukkot, and that's why there's no way we're going to require Prisha for Shmini Atzeres.